الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tonight's talk, honorable brothers, we'll divide it into three parts. Number one, we will speak of our trip to South America. Secondly, we will speak about what's happening currently in Muslim countries and different parts of the world. And third, I know many of you have questions. So inshallah, whatever question you have, then inshallah that we will sort out and try and answer your questions right in the ending. Let's start. Tonight is Laylatul Jumu'ah, the night of Friday. What are we supposed to do tonight? Mustafa Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man qara'a Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala anhu is a rawi, the reporter. Hazrat Shaykh Mona Zakariya nawwarallahu marqadahu, when he was well. Many of our brothers think that Hazrat Shaykh was always in a wheelchair. No. When Hazrat Shaykh used to teach initially in Saharanpur, he could walk. So nevertheless, when Hazrat Shaykh was well, then daily he used to read 2 rakat salat for the rawi, the reporter of this hadith, Abu Umama al-Bahili radiallahu anhu. When they asked Hazrat Shaykh Nawwarallahu marqadahu, why you read daily for this sahabi? He said he made such ihsan and favor on us. He came to Nabi alayhi salatu salam and asked, Ya Rasulullah, you read so many du'as, so show us one few words, one sentence that is complete and comprehensive, and all the du'as are included. So Mustafa Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught Abu Umama al-Bahili, read Allahumma inni as'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whatever Nabi alayhi salam asks, I ask for that. وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا اسْتَعَاذَ مِنْهُ نَبِيُّكَ مُحَمَّدٌ صَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمْ. Whatever Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sought protection from, I seek protection. See how complete and comprehensive the dua is. So he, Hazrat Shaykh Nawwarallahu marqadahu, daily used to read 2 rakat salat for Abu Umama radiallahu anhu. Me and you, when last we read 2 rakat for any sahabi? Once I was at Jeddah airport and I was in the queue. My wife was there sitting. So some ladies came and they told my wife, move. You know, move. So she moved. Then they started speaking. I asked her, from where you are? She said, South Africa. They asked her, you know Mufti AK? So she started laughing. You know? I said, what you laughing? So now I'm the wife. She said, oh, you Fatima. And they all jumped up. You know? So this type of thing. So we must meet him. Young girls, they came with their parents from Kuwait. So mashallah, I was in the queue. They phoned, say, no, we must. I said, no, I'm in the queue. You want to wait, wait there. Cut long story short, one message they gave me. They said, you taught us on the radio that when we go specially Madina Munawwara, Makkah Mukarrama, at least read 2 rakat salat for Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha. Read for Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. She said, we did everything what you told us. So we just came to convey that message to you and Jazakallah khair. See, we must learn these qualities. People, what ihsan they did for us. Out of sight, out of mind. So anyway, we used to come back to our topic. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man qara'a surat al-Dukhan yawm al-Jumu'ah aw laylat al-Jumu'ah, that whosoever reads Surah Dukhan, Surah number 44, on the day of Jumu'ah, on the night of Jumu'ah, banallahu lahu biha baytan fil Jannah, Allah will grant that person a palace in Jannah. So tonight, my brothers, the hadith in Tabarani, tonight or tomorrow we should be reading Surah Dukhan. It's just 4 pages. How long it will take us? Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man qara'a surat al-Kahf yawm al-Jumu'ah adaa'a lahu min an-nur ma bayna al-Jumu'atayn." You read during the daytime Surah Kahf, Allah Ta'ala blesses you with radiance, effulgence from one Friday to the next. It's authentic hadith in Sunan Nasa'i. "Man qara'a surat al-Kahf laylat al-Jumu'ah adaa'a lahu ma baynahu wa bayna al-Bayt al-Atiq." When a person reads Surah Kahf on the night of Friday to night, so Almighty Allah will bless him with nur, effulgence from where he is, Peter Marisburg, mountain rise, whatever, right from here, right till Baytullah, Kaaba Musharrafa. The hadith is mentioned in Darmi. So see the rewards. One day we don't have lights, you know, ANC and no current, then you know how many problems we have in this type of thing. Anyway, so that's the first thing, Surah Dukhan. Second thing, remember Surah to read, Surah Kaf. Third one, Akthiru alayya min as-salati yawm al-jumu'ah. Abundant durood, salawat, salutations upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every day we're supposed to read, but the quantity we must increase on the night of Friday and the day. We were coming today from Camperdown, you heard Mawlana say. So we came, Mawa Venkat Sahib, Allah give him jazai khair, making ada and qaza, more and more programs every day, mashallah. So this program, from where I got the news, is a program here, from Brazil. Your people's Mawana Abdul Ghani is a sharpshooter with that thing, you know this. Yeah. So Yunus phoned me, he said, you got a program here. I said, no, the program in Durban. He said, no, message came from Brazil, program is here. He said, Mawa Venkat told me it's in Durban. After 3-4 hours, Mahana phoned to say the program is there. So in Brazil they knew already the program is there. I never knew. Anyway, so the best gift for the best of Almighty Allah's creation, the best day of the week, is salawat and durood and salutations. So we are coming now, it started hailing. And mashallah, I'm hearing the hail. Maulana also, mashallah, is driving. Just two of us. I didn't bring my wife this time. She's finished after the South American trip. Tired and retired. So, start reading Durood Sharif one way. Say, Ya Allah, this is now big hails. Subhanallah. So, after this 5 minutes, stop. See, Durood Sharif, mashallah. Anytime, not only when you have problems now. So, every time, try and read it, inshallah. Okay, let's come to our topic, brothers. This was just, you know, introduction, starters. Okay, let's start our topic. It is just the grace, further mercy of Almighty Allah. For 4 weeks, we went to South America, my wife, myself. Marathon trip. By the time we reached Argentina, we were in the plane for about 26, 27 hours. Let's take it from Rio. When we touched Brazil, Rio was just the airport. I was in France. It was the fever, World Cup fever. One thing South Africa exported to that part of the world is the vuvuzela. So there, I remember, goal goes, own goal goes, that vuvuzela is blowing like you can't believe. The imam sahab also get mixed up in Taraweeh like that it is. You must remember this thing. Your Mufti Bilal sahab, kaya Mufti Bilal sahab? He was our imam there also, mashallah. So anyway, so now they say, we ready to take the cup the 6th time. Everywhere posters, it doesn't. We in the plane now, so now we're leaving. We hear the pilot announce 1-0, Brazil losing. 3-0, half time, 5-0. These chips are all finished in the plane, half crying, looking down, and this. And I'm laughing. What to izzu man tasha, what to zillu man tasha. You thought you're going to bring the World Cup, it will give you honor, you got so disgraced, never in your life you got such a idea. See, this is Allah's system. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ. When we reached there, Buenos Aires, or when we went to school, they should tell us Buenos Aires, but they were there, they all say Buenos Aires, so whatever you want to say. So when we reached there, they announced 7-1, final score. Understand? What a disgrace. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَىٰ وَتُذِلُّ. While I'm speaking of this, when I came back to Brazil, now we can't speak Portuguese and Spanish and all. So we want to buy something or say something and it's 7. So I just write there, Brazil, Germany. What score? You look down here. So right, understand what you see? So you must give them also something. So anyway, so we can't speak, so now it is right. All right. So now we land there in Buenos Aires, it's Ramadan. MashaAllah, the Maulana came and fetch us. Now let's speak of Argentina. 5 countries I have to take you through. Number 1, Argentina. What is Argentina? MashaAllah, beautiful country, very nice everything. You know, no fear, people are very friendly, over friendly, just now you will understand. Buenos Aires, you must remember that the whole of Argentina, only 6 masajid, whole country. You come to our lands alone, 35 masjid. And Ramadan time, if you come to lands, the muazzins, I think they got competition, who can tune it up more? You understood? Full blast they put it. So anyway, you don't hear azan, you don't hear anything. So let's start with the masajid. The biggest masjid, that's what they tell us, in South America, is in Palmero, there in Buenos Aires, built by the Saudis. But the place where it is situated, there are not many Muslims there. So besides Ramadan, if you go there, you might find 5, 10, 20 people only. Even one surf you won't find. So it is not strategically placed. But anyway, they have a school there and everything. Very big ground, mashallah. Very beautiful masjid. Can accommodate over 2,000 people. So alhamdulillah. There's a sheikh there, Sheikh Ruwayli, from Saudi. They say he's a hafiz of hadith, thousands of hadith. So I really wanted to meet him. We went there and it was Asr time. So, but we missed the Jamaat. So we read on our own, and then when I went, I saw he's busy with classes. So I didn't feel it right. So anyway, just left it. But see, when we try to do something, Allah also makes the means. So that night we went to Al-Barti Masjid, also in Buenos Aires. And there, I find Sheikh is delivering a lecture. Sheikh is there many years, he speaks Portuguese and everything, Spanish, there they speak Spanish. Whole South America, they speak Spanish, but in Brazil, they speak Portuguese. So he was I was very happy. He read the Isha Salat, he read the 8 Rakats Taraweeh. Now, I'm just giving you the report, I'm not saying he's right in that. So he read the 8 Rakats Taraweeh, Witr, everything. And thereafter, when we meet him, so mashallah, we spoke all that. So it was very nice we met him. This Al-Bardi Masjid, even just before Ramadan, I was in Malaysia and I went to the 5-6 masajid, the biggest masajid, 20,000, 15,000, 10,000 people, no big masjid like that in South Africa. Subhanallah, everywhere I went, Malaysia, Kuala Lumpur, and here in Al-Bardi Masjid, built by the Egyptians and the Syrians and Lebanese 50 years ago or more. You see, we are here in the masjid, the imam is here, the men are here. No parda, no hijab, nothing. You just find the ladies there behind. So this is becoming very common. We're speaking about ladies, they bring the ladies right inside the masjid. No parda. Obviously, it's not acceptable. But I'm just giving you what is the situation. The main masjid that I was in is called Onsi. It is still not a masjid, it's a musalla. And that is where our South African ulama are. That has become the merkez of Argentina now, the headquarters for tabligh activities, everything. When I went there, mashallah, the brothers from Brunei were there. Each one speaking excellent English. So I was very, surprised. I said, brother, what? Everyone a professional, qualified, 6 of them. Anyway, we had one to program Jumma there, everything. There, 90%, 80% of the lectures that you deliver were in Arabic. About 5% in English and 1-2% in English and 5% in Urdu. So there, when you go, you have to give lectures in Arabic and so forth. So anyway, so that was in Argentina, the first day, first 2-3 days. In Buenos Aires, brothers. Now to take you to the country. They had their day of independence that Thursday. I arrived there on Tuesday. Monday we left and Tuesday we arrived there. That Thursday was their day of independence. 198 years ago, they got their freedom, independence from Spain. Now when you go downtown, you will see there where the trains are. Subhanallah. From here, right till your, that board there, even further, is written on the wall, La ghaliba illallah, La ghaliba illallah. But nobody knows beside the Muslim. Even half the Muslims can't read it. So there is no might, no power, no one to overpower the enemy except Almighty Allah. Beautiful mosaic tiles and so forth, fascinating. But they got the dustbin stuck on it, somebody is putting there, somebody got their shoes there. And, you know, in Afrikaans we say man khapla attitude, you know. So no care. So anyway, it's still there. And that conductor or whoever was amazed, he said, for what you coming here to? We say, we don't want to go in the train, nothing. We just want to see that. So he said, fine, okay, just go and see. So that was something very good for us. In this Onsi Masjid, mashallah, you find a lot of brothers from Senegal. Jummah time, when I had to deliver the lecture and khutbah and so forth, I see so many African brothers. Hey, from what they doing here? He said, no, Argentina is very nice. When you come, you get 3 months visa. And then if they catch you after 3 months now, expired, 6 months, 10 months, see what's wrong? Say, no problem, they don't lock you up, no fine, nothing. They say, okay, go sort out your papers. So it suits them fine, you know, this type of thing. Now listen about Argentina, brothers. I told you about over-friendly business. With fakhr and pride, they say this. Listen, we adults here. That they say, in our country, you won't find a girl normally who's a virgin until or unless she is 13 years old and younger. So meaning from 14 years and above, 90% of them are active already. So active, I'm walking like this in the street. My wife is with me, somebody will just tap me here. When I look, is a woman, lady, what's wrong? Say, no, come take snap with me. You understand? Therefore, you young brothers, don't go alone. You Dublin jata hai, double hokar wapas aate. You go there, you will come back double just now. Maybe triple also. You understand? So it's not the country, just you go like that. It's a dangerous country also. So even for the Maulanas, I tell them, get married and then you go. So anyway, brothers, it's common just. The porter will pick up the luggage and the passenger is a female. So now here, thank you, no thank you. She'll come and kiss him. That is, yeah. Now we made pakku everything. Thank you very much. It's common. Kiss anybody, everybody. You buy something in the shop, the lady will just take out the hand and she likes you, she will kiss you also. So that is the culture. See, brothers, the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu salam, you find in Mishkat Sharif, Bayhaqi, everywhere. Innal iman wal haya aqurana. When you have iman and you have haya, shame and modesty, then they are partners. Idha rufiya ahaduhuma rufiya al-akhir. Iman goes away, the haya, shame, modesty is gone. Shame, modesty is gone, iman gets weaker, weaker till it disappears. Where are we today? Think about it seriously. So anyway, that was there. Our next stop was Kilmes, where our Mufti Sahib was the Imam, mashallah. Beautiful recitation, 20 rakats is to read. And there we had a Palestinian Jamaat, 4 brothers. So they told me to speak and so forth. So I told them, I've been there many times. So they were so happy and fascinated, shootings we had to teach them also. So mashallah, so it was very good to meet them and so forth. So with the barakat of the work of our ulama, now see our ulama brothers, I can't take their name, they don't want. But anyway, in the prime of their life, they left South Africa, they took their wives with this intention, Ya Allah, we are making hijrat. What a big sacrifice, you know, brother. When I used to look at them, sometimes their wives speaking to my wife, and then they crying. You know, because you think of your family, some are expecting, there's no support, family support, nothing. Everything is abnormal actually. You can't speak the language, you don't know the environment, you don't have family, you want to buy bread, you want to buy milk, you go there, every shop is selling almost alcohol. It's absolutely normal. How we drink water, the hotel we stayed there in Buenos Aires is called a Bastos Hotel, right in the heart, the biggest mall is just opposite. First thing I did when we landed there and after we rested, I told Fatima, let me take you to the shop first of all. When they make all the programs, we won't have no time. So we went to the mall and everything also. When you go in the hotel, they just got there all the signs. Tango hall and this hall. Wine, dine and swine and tango. Tango is dancing and jiving. Partying is their culture. From Thursday night, Friday night, the parties will start till 2, 3. After Taraweeh, right till Sehri and after that also. They love their parties. They in Kilmes also. You can just hear them making noise with the vuvuzela and scoring with it. Anyway, very nice Muslim community there as well. There also our brothers are there and the Palestinian Jamaat. From there we went to Rosario. There also, mashallah, South African Alim is there, and we went to the masjid. For that time there were 3-4 brothers. So I said, let me give a talk to them. Because there is not everywhere you get big crowds. Sometimes small, sometimes big. Other one brother, white brother, what's your name? Say Abdul Qadir. So the African brother does say, I say, what's your name? He say, Hussein. I say, bye. My name Abdul Qadir Hussein, and you Abdul Qadir, and you Hussein. So this time. So anyway, we had nice discussion, everything, spoke and everything with them. From there, we went to Mar del Plata. What a beautiful place. Mar del Plata is like your Durban. You go December, January, packed to capacity. You can't get place. Millions of people flock there. Because of the beaches and so forth. Our Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel, rahimahullah's grandson-in-law, put it that way, his granddaughter is there. So mashallah, that they're doing great, great work there. Now, our South Africans, listen carefully. One, two brothers, Allah put in their heart, said, no, we must have masjid. From ground right till the top, 4 floors, they put up, what a beautiful masjid. South Africans only, no from here and there. I spent 3 days there, mashallah, and such great work. First week September, our Honorable Ustad Hazrat Mufti Rizal Aksab and them, Hafizullah, they're going, inshallah, for the official opening. Last night also I was there with Hazrat. So I told him, Hazrat, that this is the masjid, you're going to go there, and it is so good. And the hadith you were teaching yesterday was all about masajid, Kitabul Masajid. So anyway, the point I'm making, brothers, that the work of Dawah, Tabligh, all that is going on. But on the other side, you must remember, when we go into the history, listen carefully. This is not stories. That is when your heart bleeds, when you cry. When you look at history, then you will find like how our forefathers, majority of them came from India 100, 120, 150 years ago. So our Arabs from Syria, from Lebanon, from Palestine, these primarily these countries. So they came there 70, 80 years ago. One thing they all, or majority of them, preserve is the shajara. They are family tree. Some of them, the tree goes to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. Some go to Amir, to Miqdad radiallahu anhu. Someone goes to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. But when you start coming down, where's your father? Where's your grandfather? So they all became murtad and they left Islam.